the fuck? All right. Freeze your jugs instead. Happy fucking happy hour. It's Glozell Green. Yeah. Glozell Green is in the house completely goddamn stone cold sober. What the fuck? John Melendez is late. He's on his way.
John Melendez is late, and I'm going to have to tell him about himself. Don't invite me to something, and then don't be here on time.
You fucking not show up, motherfucker.
You're not the first
You are a star.
We should lock the door.
Baby, I'm a star.
I know. Who ain't waiting on him?
Wow.
But I love him, though.
That green lipstick is everything that I hoped it would be in person.
Nice and ridiculous, yes.
Can I just say, it is fucking fantastic. Okay, Glozell is a huge YouTube star, in case you didn't know.
Physically, too, I need to work on that.
No.
I'm having fun. She's offering me snacks when I came in. There's like a buffet.
You've refused me everything.
Well, I've been on a diet for like 30 minutes, and I'm like about to break. But really, you have like 20 things up there.
I ordered pizza. I ordered wings. This is a big fucking party, woman. This is... Glozell's in the fucking house. Like, I have one question to ask you. Is you okay? Is you good? Is you good? Because I want to know.
Yes!
Come on, do it.
Hello, this is Glozell. Is you okay? Is you good? Because I want to know.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so, well, John will get here, but I knew you from the Tonight Show. But okay, so his kids lost their fucking shit. Because, Sean, are we even acquainted with this? You have the Cinnamon Challenge video alone that you did garnered over 45 million views.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. All right. I was going to bring some down, but
please don't. Oh,
you just
have not recovered from that Cinnamon Challenge. I have not recovered. My voice would never be the same.
I understand how this, because you have like a degree in theater. You were studying Ibsen.
My degree did not take. You know,
I understand. How did you come up with this? You are obviously a comedian. You are a force of nature. But how did you come up with this idea? I'm just going to shove some nasty shit in my mouth on YouTube, and I'm going to be I'm going to fucking blow up the internet. That's what I'm going to do.
You never know. I didn't think that anybody was going to even care about that video or watch it, because, you know, what's so fascinating and challenging about cinnamon?
That was like fucking that was like a cinnamon, like Mount St. Helens. You were just like,
it was coming out my nose, my eyes. That was the greatest the stupidest thing that I've ever done. And you can hear more about it in my book.
Oh.
Is you okay?
What do you have? Oh, Glozell Green, is you okay?
Is you okay?
Please, answer the question for yourself.
Yeah, there you go.
So what's with the green lipstick? Is that just a thing? Is it a...
Green lipstick. Well,
it's fantastic, but what the fuck is it?
Well, I don't know if you know how I know.
Did
John
you fucking
Melendez?
Blow the Jolly Green Giant? What happened?
Well, most people say the Hulk, so I guess I've gone down.
I'm a little old.
I've got so ho ho ho.
Are you calling me a ho? Are you calling me a ho? All right, go ahead. Tell the story.
If it fits.
All right. it does.
Know. Oh, the green lipstick. Well, you know, there was a time where everything started to go recycling, and I would see green is universal. Everybody should go green.
Right.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I totally should. It's my last name, legitimately.
There you go.
I'm the one in green. Okay. Uh-huh. Green lives matter.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, don't you forget it.
I get it.
So I ran across this green lipstick. I wore it in one of the videos. I thought it was just going to be one time, but the response was crazy. Like, what is that? Oh,
what
we hate
that?
It. Oh, we love it. And it was such a response. I kept wearing it. Then I stopped, and the people were like, well, where's the green lipstick? I'm like, you've been complaining about it so long. But now.
Right.
But also, it makes it easier for people to go, oh, you know that is Glozell, when they come up to me and want to take a picture.
I really love you. I don't care if you're the ho-ho-ho that blew the green giant. I really don't fucking care, because I instantly love you, like most people do. So you went outside the box, as the kids say.
Yes.
Because you're a comedian with sort of classic theater training, BFA.
Yes.
From the
Yes, I have a BFA in musical theater from the University of Florida, Go Gators. And I also did 2 years at Groundlings when I came here. So I legitimately have my chops, and I love it.
But so are your teachers that taught you Shakespeare and like Candide that got you your master's are like, what the fuck? She just shoved wasabi in her mouth and put a condom on her? What the fuck?
Honestly, that is the truth. Because if anybody was going to make it, it wasn't going to be me. They would have never guessed. I was the one like, do we really need to do this? Like,
I went to theater school at USC. What did you play in college? Like, what were you just like, fuck this. I'm going to shove a goddamn, I'm going to put in my mouth. I'm going to, not just red licorice.
Theater so seriously, which I think you should stay in school, blah, blah, blah. However, I was like, it's theater. No one's...
I don't feel like the kids feel like you meant that.
You know, like you should.
It's cool, blah, blah, blah.
You really should. And that was one of the reasons I got my degree, so I can be in front of people and say, make sure you stay in school. Because so many people would come to my school that were celebrities and say, stay in school, but they were successful and they didn't do it. So I'm like...
Right.
I don't want to do that.
You have over 2,000 videos, probably more now, on your YouTube.
A little more than 2,000 videos.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, you're like, what is wrong with you?
So what, but because you are, well, I'm just reading your stuff, you're a comedian and video superstar, Glozell Green, is game for any challenge. So that's how it started. People just challenged you to shit. Will you literally do anything?
Well, you know, and I don't know if you noticed that I came in on a cane, like I literally had to slow down because, hey, slide down a fireman's pole.
What did you do?
I slid down a fireman's pole, and I'm not a fireman. So let me tell you, that, you know, don't do. But don't other do challenges, that.
So it's like a female Jackass for people that have not seen it. You're like, yes, I will shove wasabi up my nose.
Yeah, exactly. You know what?
Yes, I will put a cobra up my snatch. I absolutely will. I will do that.
I'll be crawling like a centipede. I don't know what that has to do with a snake, but... I was trying to think of something.
But you've also interviewed Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama.
Yes. Isn't that insane? Because I was like, are you sure? Like, have you seen my videos?
Right. How did that happen? I must ask, because I have not interviewed either of them. And I presumably host a political show. So, Sean, I need to start shoving some more stuff up my snatch or in my orifice. I've been something. All right.
Well, the kids like me, so.
The kids, they don't like you. They fucking love you.
Oh, okay.
They fucking lose their collective shit.
President Obama's kids are like, you know, Glozell. Then you show up.
What was that like? My friend Aisha Tyler says he smells like cookies and freedom.
What do you think? To me, he smelled like sandalwood and power. You know,
sandalwood and power.
Yeah.
Nice.
He is absolutely delicious. Yes, he is fine. And you're supposed to...
But wait, set the stage for me, woman. Okay. Do the whole thing. Where did you interview him? Where was he? Where were you?
I was at the White House, and I couldn't believe... I was not going to believe that this was going to happen until he was actually there, because at any point, I'm going, are they going to look at my background?
You're like, oh, they're fucking with me. This is like a YouTube thing on me. This is like Ashton Kutcher's going to go out, you fucking dumb whore.
Exactly right.
You thought the president was coming.
Psych. So, and we go over everything. You're supposed to stand up. You're supposed to shake his hand. You're supposed to sit down, and then you ask your questions.
Yeah.
Well, he landed on the lawn in a helicopter, and I lost. Look who decided to show up.
Oh, who the fuck wants to really? Really? The president could be on time for Glozell.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hillary Clinton's on time.
Hello. She was.
Yeah.
She was.
All right.
But John Belinda.
Sit the fuck down. Sit the fuck down. Yes. Where
she
wanted to go.
Waiting on you. I've been waiting on you forever.
She's not waiting on you. No, you're sitting here. You're sitting here.
What's going on?
You're sitting here.
He's like,
for fuck's sake, look at him.
He's
a mess.
I just walked in and they're getting loud.
He's a fucking mess.
I had to drop the kids off.
All right.
I had to drop the kids off.
And the kids had to miss Glozell, so now he's really fucked.
I love the kids.
Okay, your chair. You need to move your chair up.
He's
you look like
a baby.
Vern Troyer. What the hell's happening?
I'm like Vern Troyer.
Hey. All right, wait. So I just could finish the story and then.
So President Obama lands the helicopter before the interview, and I'm like, oh my God. Gosh, I'm like, this brother is real.
Holy fuck.
So I started freaking out, and you see, I'm like, let me calm down because they're about to shoot me. Because no one usually gets up, you know, they see it all the time. They were bored with it, but I've never seen a brother land his own helicopter in his yard.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Not a lot of brothers with their own helicopter.
You know, and I was like, what you going to do? Kick me out now? I don't care.
Right.
You know, I'm already here. So.
Right. And good publicity if they just winged you. If they didn't kill you, if they just winged you, you'd be like, fuck, I got shot.
You know, I would play dead. I'll be like,
I'm just another black girl who got shot by the cop.
Green lipstick.
Right.
Fighting power.
So what? Okay, wait. So tell us what it was like talking to the president.
Talking to the president, it was, I'm like, I knew my questions very well. First, welcome.
Oh, yeah. Give me a picture. We have a long history.
Long history.
We're going to get to all that.
I know.
Lady McLaggerson.
We have the funniest history.
Let's just review that the president could land his fucking helicopter on time after fucking, I don't know, getting the fucking Iran deal done. But John Melendez.
Yeah, it's called Calabasas traffic.
The 101's fucked.
Oh, it is fucked. It took me so long to get here.
All right. So, all right, go ahead. So, Okay, so first of all, did you shit your pants a little like Al Roker? Because Al Roker shit his pants in a White
House. He
literally
did. That was the best story. I wish I did because that was such a great story. But no, I didn't. But they told us, you know, do the handshake, blah, blah, blah. But I went in for the hug. I was like, you know what? Oh, no. Michelle's not here.
Oh, no.
First lady's not here. I'm going to get what I can get. You know?
You're going to get some sugar.
So I'm going to get
in
some there.
Goddamn POTUS sugar.
And he was like, can you let go? And I was like, okay, because I was holding on for dear life for a second there. So I asked my questions, and my questions were good, you guys. I did my best.
I saw it. I thought it was good.
Thank you. John thought it was good.
What'd you ask?
I talked about Cuba, what's going over there. I talked about gay rights. I talked about, I said, you know, a husband is retired from the Air Force, and now I got to cut his hoodies out because I don't want him to get shot. So, you know, and I was so I was making him laugh, but still talking about the subjects because I had to figure out how to talk about the subject, but still be myself.
Right.
You know, because they knew who they were asking to come interview the president. Mm-hmm. Like, you can get
did
Barbara
you wear
Walters.
Did the green lipstick?
Did I? Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
The sure Green did. Goblin.
And I tried to give him some, but then they said, he can't accept anything from you. So, but no one told him that. So he's
like, oh, thank you.
And so I was like, no. So it was kind of really awkward. And so there
awkward.
You go.
Awkward. Hey, look who's here. John Melendez.
Who is
apparently on Colored People Time.
Yes, exactly.
What did I say? That's a joke you're not supposed to do.
We can do that now.
I have a good
president.
Excuse. I really had to drop the kids off.
I understand.
John Melendez was never late to the Tonight Show with Jay Leno. So
no, I wasn't.
I don't want to hear that excuse.
All right, explain your history because that's how you guys met.
This
wow.
is the funniest fucking thing in the world.
All right, let's go.
All right, so what happened was Glozell came to every single Tonight Show taping there was.
600 consecutive.
Overseas.
Every fucking day she waited on that line
and
came to one of the shows.
That's persistence.
So, but a lot of times she's, did you ask to sit next to me?
No,
who the fuck would ask to sit next to
you? I would know how to be in the line at that time to be next to
you. But a lot of times she would sit next to me and she would goof on the guests and I would laugh and we would bond and we would have so much fun and then, but then she would blog about it. And what happened was she was blogging about the inside stuff that people weren't supposed to know.
Wait, can I ask something real quick? Why were you sitting next to her? Weren't you on staff and she was in the audience?
Yeah, but I was positioned next to the audience.
Right.
It was
because
the
you were the announcer. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, right, yeah. Okay. So anyway, you know, but then she started blogging about, oh, look at this guy. You know, what are these producers? Look at this guy. He's fat as fuck. You know, and start commenting. And finally, the executive producer put the hammer down, and she was banned from being...
Banned from the Tonight Show.
Yeah, she was banned from coming to watch the Tonight Show.
For free. Like, it's not even...
Wait a minute, what?
I was like, how'd I get fired?
This isn't a job.
Yeah, it's not even a job, you know?
But we, loved each other. We would have the best time.
The hilarious time. I love John Melendez.
So, but wait, you went initially because he was one of your favorite comedians, and you wanted to sort of study him and...
Yes,
you were the Groundlings.
Okay. Yes, I was doing stand up at night, and I was like, "This is not really my thing." And then someone said, "Well, why don't you go to the Tonight Show?" And I was like, "Oh, maybe you get inspired because you're watching the best of the best. You're at the Tonight Show."
Right.
I'm like, "Okay." So that's how I started, and I was on the VIP list. And then everyone's like, "Who is this person? She has no job. Like, why is she showing up?" I didn't know anybody. I just came, you know, and. I was thinking that I was kind of blending in, but, you know, basically...
Yeah, no, you don't blend.
No, I don't blend at all.
The green lipstick was a giveaway.
Yeah, that was a
giveaway.
No,
you didn't have the green lipstick then. But, I mean, we used to laugh. A lot of times we'd goof on the guests, both together.
We had a great time.
Yeah, we had a blast. I was actually upset when they banned you.
Oh, thank you.
I was like, why, fucking, I like the girl.
Because of the blogging, that was it?
Thank you.
Well, but you would blog, inside stuff. Oh, they had to stop a taping because guys were yelling, Jay, you're an asshole. And stuff then.
I was there, and I was, you know, so I'm writing that with...
If I want that shit out.
But it was the best thing that happened because if they didn't ban me, I would still be standing out there. But fortunately, they're gone, you know?
So now, I got to ask you. So, all right, because as you know, Steph, my kids are huge, huge fans. Like when I said Glozell's going to be on, they're like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, sorry.
And they said fuck because they're my kids. And, and they were like, are you kidding me? You have Glozell. And, what, where'd you go from the Tonight
Show? Getting banned from the Tonight Show.
Yeah, like what? Like how did the hell did you become?
Because I was doing the blog, right?
Yeah.
So when I got banned, it was, what am I going to talk about? So I just started talking about stuff and doing videos.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And that stemmed from, I would have never done that if I was not banned from the
That's
Tonight
right.
Show.
That's right. So Jay pushed you to your greater goodness.
Even though I was mad forever in a day because that was my life, literally. Everybody, if you had to give me a message, people would just stop by the Tonight
when
Show.
When God closes a door, yes, whatever.
Well, it's literally, this is the cloud, the silver lining. I mean, because...
Exactly. So
and actually, this was
nice.
A gold lining because then you become a fucking millionaire. Right.
I was like, what the fuck? You ate cinnamon on YouTube and I'm lurking in my goddamn basement and you interview the president and I'm fucking, what the fuck, Lozo?
Damn Did you it. Watch her cinnamon thing?
Yes.
I watched it.
Oh my God.
And
John,
I'm like, fucking.
John, if you loved her and if you were honored this woman, you would do the mayonnaise challenge right now on this show. You would eat a big mouthful of mayonnaise.
No.
Cheese. Eat some cheese. Eat some cheese right now.
God. I'll take being poor. Listen, but here's the thing. I saw you scoop that fucking, like, cinnamon thing, and you didn't do a normal spoon.
No, I didn't.
You did a freaking whole freaking...
I go big.
Spoon.
Why'd you do that? Just go big, go big or go home?
Yes, I was like, what's so challenging? Like, maybe if I had more. And I was like, oh, okay, I have a ladle. It was all kind of improv. I didn't have any water there. I was dying. Then I was starting to laugh because I knew I was going to die right then. Because
right.
It turned into cake. Like, once you put water, it just cakes up. I'm like, right. I see
you
the
cinnamon.
Now.
You made a cinnamon bun cake in
yeah,
your
throat.
So.
Is that your most, is that your
yes,
most
Yes, I
watch?
Think it's up to 47 million.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute.
President, you're, 1 million.
Your first, my push-up bra will help me get a man. Yes. Has 23 million
yes,
views.
Yes. And that was the first video I did after getting banned from the Tonight Show. So thank you.
And wait, and presumably your push-up bra did because you're married now,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. To my husband.
Isn't your manager too?
Oh, he started off as my manager, and now I have another manager.
And you have a baby on the way.
Yes, I have a baby on the way.
Oh, congratulations.
Like, coming soon. Coming soon.
Because everybody's like, you do look pregnant, but I have a surrogate.
Who's the father?
My husband.
Stop it.
It's John Melendez. It's your baby. You know it's your baby.
Hey, listen, I didn't do anything. I just kissed her.
Do people know how talented he is? He would play the guitar, come up with songs, and sing it before, you know?
There's no way. Yes. He could still be in show business and smell like that if he was not talented. Trust me, we know about...
Right. No, I used to do the warm-up.
Yes.
And
you would come up with some really different things, and I was
yeah.
like, oh.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it was really good.
So, Lozelle, wait, you're expecting when?
August.
Oh,
first week of August.
Oh, so Leo, baby.
Yes, that was planned.
And your husband, you've been married how long?
3 years.
3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and he's also your manager, and he looks handsome and romantic.
Thank you.
Can
thank
I just
you,
say?
Thank you.
This is your first one?
My first marriage? No.
No, this is your first
kid?
Baby.
Yes.
That she knows of, yes.
Well, how many fucking times have you been married?
One or two.
You didn't learn the first?
I did not learn.
When
I first started going to the next show, I had a husband, but then he left.
No, you didn't want to stay with the woman. You stay with her. I don't care.
Okay, I didn't have kids. I had dogs, and I particularly liked your pick up after your dog song.
Thank you.
But I do have to ask you... Was that real dog shit that you were going like this through your fingers? Because that was a little gross.
No, it was chocolate.
I love. Okay, because the video opens and you have like dog shit all around your head. You're laying on the grass. Pick up after your dog. It's hilarious.
That's
an
original song by me, and I really wish people that would do that.
Right. Well, yeah, I do.
Thank you. Because these bears you have, they're like two or three. You know.
Oh, that's like fucking following the elephants at the circus. That's
got
a fucking
be.
Thing, man. But
goodness.
Yeah, but no. She doesn't pick up. She's got like her trust fund employees to pick up after him.
Right.
That's how she rolls.
She always gets mad when I said she had a trust fund, but she didn't.
I did not have anything.
We know she did. We know.
Yeah,
this is the house that canceled television built. Welcome. Welcome to it.
I never heard about getting canceled. Something's
never.
Coming,
though. So, all right, you grew up in
Orlando, Florida.
A woman from?
Florida.
That means
you know
we're
what?
All
this
crazy.
Explains a lot of shit about you.
Yes,
that
thank
you're from Florida.
You. What is it?
That's
I think
some weird
it's
shit,
sun.
Man.
I don't know. Every time there's something strange on the news about somebody crazy, I'm like, don't be from Florida.
From
Florida.
Yeah,
every
you're from Florida.
Every single time. I don't care how educated or not educated. They are crazy.
Oh, no. They're from Florida. Yeah.
And then everyone's
what
like,
the
what
fuck
about
is
you?
With Florida?
I don't. It's the sun.
right?
How many times are you going to get bit by a shark? How many times are you going to get struck by lightning? People go back out there. I don't know.
Where do you live now?
Encino.
Oh.
That might be the only woman on YouTube.
Now everybody's gonna.
That might
me.
Be the only woman on YouTube that's threatening you. Is that the woman that's the shark's house, the ocean? That woman on YouTube.
Yeah.
Shark's house. Don't go in there.
Don't go
into forest bear's house. That woman. But you are a fucking force of nature. You graduated from the University of Florida with a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree.
Yes,
everybody.
5 years for that. Go from
in musical theater.
Yes, in musical theater.
What sort of roles did you play in the musical theater?
Well, here's the thing. I was like, you know what? Real Hollywood, I don't have to audition because people were really, really taking those parts seriously. But I would be in Carousel and I played. Yes.
My friend was in Carousel.
Oh, really?
Right. She could hit an E flat above high C or some
what?
Shit. I don't know what the fuck you could
well,
do.
Well, I could have before the Cinnamon Challenge. Now it's like, there's a real nice clam bake. I can't.
There is a real nice clam bake. All right. So, but how? When did you get the idea to go, fuck all this bullshit, I'm going to YouTube?
Like, well, what happened was, once again with the Tonight Show, I was doing stand-up at night. But when I realized I was building an audience, and then I had to, you know, because I didn't, the love that I had was, you know, talking to people in line in the Tonight Show, hanging out with John Melinda, which was the coolest thing. I'm like,
yeah. Oh, it's the coolest thing ever.
Y'all understand?
It's the coolest thing ever.
It really was. For somebody from Florida, like, you know, huge right. star, people that you watch. So when I was banned, and that was still kind of an honor because it was just me and Joan Rivers as far as women that were banned. So I tried, you know, you try to make it work. Make that lemonade, you know, those lemons into lemonade.
Like Beyonce, you made your lemonade.
There you go.
That's right.
I was standing in formation out there every day like a fool for several years. But so then the YouTube thing, I was like, there's an audience here and I don't have to, it's not late at night.
Right.
And
you don't need to go through filters and agents and all that bullshit.
Yeah. And so then people started hiring me straight from the internet. And I'm like, this is the key, you know?
Right.
So, cause the students were like, oh, we want her. And basically when I got there, they didn't even care what I said. They wanted to meet the person I'd already done the work. Right. So I was getting paid just to show up.
Right. Oh, fantastic.
And now,
fucking fantastic.
Now,
it really is.
Did you
love
say
this.
She has 890 million views on
YouTube? Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, no. We've covered this. Wait a minute. Some of your most popular early videos are translations of pop songs.
Yes.
Can I hear some of Kesha's TikTok or no?
Well, I didn't understand. She's like, I wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. I'm like, you a little white girl. How you gonna wake up feeling like a black man? I don't even do that.
Right.
You know, so I'm like, I don't understand the music of the day. So I would actually try to explain, like, you brush your teeth with a bottle of Jack. You know, what's wrong with toothpaste? Why you?
Right.
I don't understand why you're wasting liquor. Right. So I would just talk about those and people like, oh my gosh, this is great. Which would take a whole, like, when you're doing stand-up, there's like a setup and an ending where you can just kind of talk. I was like, I could be decently funny for 2 or 3 minutes.
Right.
And that's all I did.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what all the ladies say when I have sex with them.
Oh. Oh, John.
Y'all don't have like a toilet flush or like nothing? Like, he's just there. Okay.
Toilet flush.
Bye-bye. Yes. Like,
I got this.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That'll work.
2 or 3 minutes. Come on. it was a short sex joke.
All of yours are. Anyway.
Ooh.
What? How did you meet your husband? How'd that happen? What happened?
Okay, this particular husband? Okay, because there was a time I was in between husbands.
I understand.
Okay, so this one, I went to Florida, and I was there to meet my mom, and she said, oh, you know what? I'm supposed to go to this festival and pass out flyers, but can you pass out the flyers? Because I got to go to my prayer meeting. And that means that she had to go gamble.
Mm-hmm. That's
she, what she,
meant, o- she meant OTB.
Yeah, that's what she,
the temple of OTB.
That's what she calls her prayer meeting. And I was like, oh, man, now I'm stuck out here. And I was passing out flyers. And I had one seat. I got up. I came back. He was sitting there. And so my goal was to get him out the seat. And we kept talking and talking and talking. He moved to California, and we got married. There we go.
Well, wow, that's...
No, wait. Talking.
Well, I'm fascinating. Yeah, you probably want to marry me before the end of this, you know, podcast.
No, but what I'm asking you is how soon before the talking became?
He moved 3-4 months later.
You held out for 3 or 4 months?
No, I would come back and I don't know what you mean by held out.
You know what I mean.
But I would say we would visit each other, but he moved to California because I wasn't moving back to Florida. You know, I had gone through too much in California.
Yeah.
I was going to stay there.
Yeah.
That's where John was.
Yeah, well, you got to stay wherever John is. That's what I've based my life on.
That's why she has these things.
What is that? I was looking at
that's a tiger lady.
Just in case I, like, try and hit on stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
I see she's got a good distance between y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, covered by yourself. A light. Yes, and her ass.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. So, wait, what was it like?
That's you guys are freaky.
That's a bronze ass.
We got some freaky shit going on. You came into my basement.
Oh,
yeah. I got a gimp in the other room.
Whoa.
Damn, some shit going on.
Now she said that to me knowing that I'm on a cane. I tell you, just.
What? I'm
just low blow. You
are
low blow.
The gimp. You are the gimp.
Thank you. I'm the gimp. The great gimper or whatever.
Sean, get the ball gag. Close out.
Yes.
So.
Let's follow the ball
game. So wait, this is very exciting that you've gone from this whole, like, you know, Tonight Show audience to whatever. I mean, what does this feel like that you have this many people? Can you even absorb how many millions of people are watching your shit?
It is amazing because when you grow up.
It was chocolate.
It was chocolate, right? It was
right.
Chocolate. It was okay. Definitely chocolate.
Got it.
Growing up, there was no internet. So there was no aspiring to be an internet person. So right. You aspire to go to the Tonight Show. You aspire to be on television, that type of thing. So it took me a while to realize, wait a minute, this is the thing. This is the new thing. You're good where you are. Build that. And right. That's been incredible.
Right.
And now a lot of television's coming to digital. You have to, because that's where it is.
What are your personal favorite challenges? Because some of them, I was like, I saw them. I'm like, I can't watch that. I don't know if I can watch the wasabi. I don't.
One of the craziest ones was me eating cereal out of the tub as I was in the tub.
Right. Okay. Right. I saw that. I saw you.
Rob Lowe tweeted, like, you know, basically you're nasty. You know, so I was like,
nasty.
Oh my gosh, my haters are so gorgeous.
Aww,
I was so
pretty.
Excited. So I love him so much.
Wow.
And plus, most of the celebrities that I would watch them, like literally, I've seen everybody, and it also prepared me because I watched over 600 interviews. I know what to do, what not to do. I would see so many of them.
Right.
You know,
right.
On
so
and
now,
off, the good, bad, and ugly.
John and I are Hillary people. What was it like you interviewed Hillary? What was that like?
First of all, when you see our next president, former.
You said it.
No? I said it.
I got
when
some
I was
Bernie
in the
people
White
up
House,
my ass.
When
okay.
I interviewed the president, we were walking around. I was like, oh, that's the next president. She hadn't even announced that she was going to run. Anywho.
All right. Oh, Jesus. Send your emails to Sean Comiskey.
Oh, you, wait a minute.
At
a
Yes, Stephanie Miller Show.
That Hillary Clinton Nutcracker is not like a good thing you have up there?
Right. Oh, no, I have a Hillary Clinton Nutcracker, but I have Bernie fans, a lot of, I'm in liberal radio.
Hey, it's not over till it's over, so,
I
you know,
that's
I'm,
right.
Whoever's the president, I'm going to respect however
whoever she is.
Whoever she is.
Like the president says?
Yeah, like that's what
at the White House
said.
Correspondent said.
But, yeah. What was it like, I haven't met Bernie, so, you know, that.
Right, you met the president, and then you met Hillary. So what was it, how did you interview Hillary? What
happened
there?
Well, I think the president has something to do with it.
Oh.
You know, everyone kind of knows each other.
Yeah.
Anywho.
You think?
I don't think so. When you see her, she's going toe-to-toe with everybody. But this was a softer side. She was talking about being a mom. She had just found out she was going to be a grandmother.
Yeah.
And I just found out I was going to be a mom. So we had that, and so it was a softer one because I didn't know what I was going to walk into.
Right.
And she made it really easy. So, ha-ha, for those who didn't, you thought I was going to say something bad. Ha, she was wonderful.
No, I just had Mary Steenburgen on, who's been her best friend for 30 years, and they raised their kids together, and she's like, that's who she is, warm,
yes.
Funny, smart.
She really was.
Yeah.
Which you don't see you don't see all sides, but she was great.
Yeah.
I call her my bestie.
Where did you interview her? How did that happen? You gotta take me through that whole thing.
There is a show called The Conversation, which is hosted by Amanda Descarnais, and she was like, would you like to interview former
secretary,
because, you know, you had to say it correctly. It was
right.
So many. I was just like, Hilly Hill. You know,
Hilly Hill, what up?
That's what I was.
What up, Yach? Hilly Hill.
I didn't have time to learn all that.
Did you call
that.
Her Hilly Hill? Because that seems inappropriate.
That was inappropriate? You know, I've done a lot of inappropriate
She's been things. Called a lot of things, but Hilly Hill. She's been called a hey, Hilly Hill.
I called her my bestie, yes. What? You know, and I wore a pantsuit because I was really trying to impress.
That's funny.
You know, I'm like, I know you like this pantsuit because it was green and everything. So, what's the question?
But anyway, no, just that she was cool.
Oh,
was
yeah.
Fun. So what'd you ask her? What'd she say? What happened?
Well, I asked her about, you know, what policies do you feel that would be in place for women as far as, especially fertility. You want us, I mean, people want us to work and we want to wait later on in life. And then we find out we have fertility issues and then it costs billions of dollars. So I was wondering anything like that in place as far as freezing eggs or insurance to help those kind of issues, that kind of thing. That's where I was coming from because that's what I was involved in at the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you did that. You you did fertility treatments later. Yeah.
By the time you want to wait till you're able to take care of a child, and sometimes that comes when you're late 30s, and for me, 40s. Right. I know green don't crack, but, you know, 43. Yeah.
I know. You look fantastic.
Oh, really? Are you joking?
John, you're 1,000.
I think John is joking.
Me and Bernie are both on AARP.
There you go. I'm around the corner.
So, anyway, yeah, that's fantastic. So you did whatever you call it, surrogate something.
Yes,
you did,
yes. Right. So my green eggs and my husband's ham was put together. and they shoved it in his white girl.
That's fantastic. And, yes. And it's cooking. It's cooking now.
Yeah, so I never thought I would, but I have a baby mama.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Oh, that I thought that you were carrying the baby.
See, he thinks I'm like 7-8 months pregnant.
No, that's what I'm not trying to say that.
I have to explain, and people still don't understand surrogacy. But the child is 100% biologically mine and my husband's. My green eggs, his ham, together.
Right, in another woman.
Then they grow it.
No, I get what it is, but I didn't know that because I assume you weren't drinking because you were pregnant.
Oh, I'm not drinking because I've never had a drink, you alcoholics. They've been offering me drinks from the second I walked in here. Drink up. Please drink.
Wow. Judgy McJudgerson. No. Thanks for coming.
Drink. We got a bar. I'm already crazy. You know.
Oh, I see. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, you just don't drink just because you don't drink.
Yeah, I've never had it.
All right.
Yes.
All right. No, no worries.
Never any drugs. Never.
Never any drugs.
Wow.
Never good drugs.
I've never done any drugs. And ever. Wine's my only.
I never curse.
Really? That's fucking. That's fucking fucked, man.
I'm still cool.
That's fucking shit, man. Especially on the happy hour, John. We got to make up for all the drinking and cursing.
Well, yes. I mean, like
she's got a whole bottle. This chick ain't playing.
I didn't
like Red Fox
used
to say, when you slam the car door in your hand, you go fuck.
No. You don't say fuck when you slam the car door in your hand.
That was a Red Fox bit. You never.
No,
cursed?
I didn't even do that. No.
Really? Why don't you swear?
Well, you know, it was just not part of my conversation. It was one of those, I like to practice different disciplines, but I do eat cupcakes every day. Like, I have no discipline with that.
Okay, all right. Well, food. Listen, so see, we shouldn't judge each other.
Yeah, like, if you had cupcakes here, I'd be snorting them. Like, I have a problem with cupcakes.
Yeah.
Will you ever do a cinnamon challenge again?
No! No!
You thought that was going to be pussy-ass shit,
no!
And it wasn't. It wasn't.
No!
It was some serious shit.
I felt so too! No. No,
you know,
no.
So funny. I wrote a bit for the Tonight Show where it was, you know, what are the Mayans, you know, predicting, and I wanted to find somebody who was doing the cinnamon challenge. I wanted to use you, and going, no, if I fucking say glows out, they'll fucking fuck that.
Yes, I'm banned.
So I use somebody else who fucking did.
I'm like the cinnamon challenge. I'm like, I own that place.
You own that shit, man.
Come on,
you fucking wrote that shit.
I mean, really. But that's okay. Jimmy Kimmel used it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Kimmel just did my fucking joke from that I tweeted last night.
Really?
Oh!
Yeah, that same joke. I mean, it's not like he stole it, but people have the same ideas.
Right.
Sure.
That's great.
No,
that's great.
It's
sure. I said Bernie looks like he combs his hair with a balloon, and Bill Maher said the exact joke. I'm sure it's just an homage.
Well, you know, other people hear it, and maybe they, like, write and kind of get to them.
Well, maybe, sure. but you know what? Like even the writers on the Tonight Show, like, there would be
say stuff on the blog that I would hear in the
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, well,
I was like, oh, that's how I knew everybody was watching for sure, because I'm like, this joke would be funnier if this, da-da-da-da, and, you know, he would repeat some things.
Oh,
and I'm
really?
Like, oh. I was like, that was good. Man, I'm fired! I'm fired,
there was your dun-dun-dun!
Jay.
There's a book about the Tonight Show banding in my new book, Is You Okay?
Oh, yeah. Now tell me about this book.
Oh, no. It's just talking about me growing up and how I came to California and how I was banned from the Tonight Show. That's like a whole chapter. And then.
Do you mention me?
No.
Oh,
what?
Only because I didn't know. You
fucking
know when I wrote
me?
This? I did not know how Please people clap. Felt, and I didn't want anybody Please to get clap. In trouble.
Holy
honestly,
shit.
Honestly, because we connected.
3 years?
We connected after this was written, you know. And you know who's my friend? Perlo.
Yeah, Bob Perlo. He was on.
Yes.
You had Bob Perlo on.
Yes.
He was promoting his...
Yes.
He
got a book. Yes.
Yes. So, anyway, go ahead.
I'm down with the get down. Yeah.
This is so awkward. Wow.
It is awkward.
No, I don't give a shit.
That's okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, nobody...
The Tonight Show follows me on Twitter now, so I'm really happy about that.
That's the thing, is it rocketed you to greater and greater fame.
One day. No, I'm over it.
Yeah, that's okay. It's okay.
Bitter party of one.
You
bitter
remember,
party
I told you that story that Jay used to listen to my show on KFI and used to call in. We had a joke contest and my screener hung up on him because they said that joke wasn't good enough. And he's like, hey, they hung up on me. I don't understand. I got a joke. And I
thought it was funny. I don't know.
Right.
You still just like
right. Yeah, but even at that time, somebody, when my late night show was launching, someone... One of the publicists, they were interviewing me. They were like, oh, yeah, Jay loves her. They use a lot of her material on a show. I was like, shit. So sure enough, ring, ring, ring. Yes, it is Jay. Do we have a problem?
Oh, Jay.
I was like, no.
Well, you know, it's the weird stuff because, you know, I, and this is not to promote myself, but
please
I have.
Please promote.
I'm sure.
No, it's not. I have a podcast that I just started.
You have a podcast and you never had me on your podcast. Am I banned from your podcast?
He's not even started yet.
I just signed the fucking deal with the Adam Carolla company. But my first
cool
one
your fucking jets, man.
Is June 1st,
okay,
right?
All right.
So I'm going, Jay Leno, it looks like he's going to be my first guest.
No way.
And I wanted you to be in the studio.
No!
And I'm going, if you're in studio,
he's going to go, you mean that girl that showed up every fucking day?
Every day.
That would be so great.
No, I just signed a deal, but you got to come on.
I would love to. I'll be there on the 1st. All right. Hiding in the bushes.
Hi, Jay.
James Douglas Mirleno. I knew way too much about him. James Douglas Mirleno.
Oh, Jay, you remember this? He's like, Jay, what the fuck you doing to me there?
From Andover.
Yes.
The fuck is this all about?
I haven't been this fucked. Since come on, fuck me on that interview. You ever see that one?
Oh, with Kimmel, yeah.
Yeah, you ever see? Oh, did you see it?
Yeah, I did. I heard about it.
Oh, it was awful. Did you ever see when it was after Conan took over and Jay? And then Jay was interviewing Kimmel for his 10 o'clock show, and I knew that Kimmel was going to do that because I heard their banter, like you know, in between commercials. And I heard Jay going, "Yeah, this whole thing is all fine." And you hear Jimmy not giving him. You know how you know when somebody's not giving into you. And I wanted to run down and go,
don't do it.
Don't fucking have him on. And sure enough, he just fucking trashed him. The whole interview is awful.
I know. Yeah, I remember. Bless him. But, you know, you survived, and you have a book, I understand.
You know what? I do.
Oh,
thank you for mentioning
it. Look at that.
Oh, is you okay? It comes out June 7th, so I'm really excited about it. And I hope that everyone buys millions and millions of them.
Why do you start the, where did that come from? The Is You Good?
Because I was doing stand-up, I was like, and I love the show Friends. So yeah. Friends, Joey would say, how you doing? So I would say, hey, how you doing? But then there's a talk show host named Wendy Williams, and she says, how you doing? So people, I was like, oh, I got to come up with my own thing.
Something different, yeah.
Yes. So one day I was like, okay, this is Glozell. How are you? Are you okay? Is you all right? Is you okay? And then people are like, is you okay? What is that? And it got so much of a response. So I'm like, hello, this is Glozell. Is you okay? Is you good? Because I really want to know. And that's how it
What's
started.
What's the most disgusting thing you've ever put in your mouth?
The most disgusting thing I ever put in your mouth? Whoa.
Don't worry, Steph. She's never been with me.
Yes. Fermented.
I'm looking for my chances later. Like bad 50-something-year-old clams. What do you think about that?
Really? You look good.
Thank you.
Isn't she beautiful?
What?
I'm totally lesbianic.
Yeah, but she's lesbian. Did I tell you that?
Well, who's the guy in the pictures up there? Does she look like family?
It's her father.
It's my father.
Oh,
don't be
like this guy, like in that picture. It's
oh,
the
that's
picture.
A joke. That's a joke. That was a joke. It's a joke. It's all a
oh,
joke.
Oh, you're a leprechaun.
I am a leprechaun.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations.
I know, manly ass, but I like it too.
There you go.
Well, thank you.
Well, thanks. I see.
Yeah, that's my ass. Right. Okay, go ahead. So, what was your point?
I don't even know what the question was. I kind of got lost in your behind.
Yeah.
And
all right. Well. All right.
You got lost in her behind. She's heard that before.
That after party's gonna go. What did I ask her?
Exactly.
The grossest thing you ever put
oh,
in your
mouth. Oh, what is the grossest thing you put in your mouth?
Well, the one that messed me up the most was definitely the cinnamon challenge, but I put some crazy thing. I think there was the octopus or octopi. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Octopus.
Yeah.
Because it was still moving even though it was not alive.
Oh, freak out.
Yeah. And so it was like.
You're like, oh, I had tentacles for breakfast. Yeah. I can't.
I could not. And plus, it was still kind of stick in your mouth. So it was hard. You couldn't even swallow.
Oh, really? Had the.
Yeah. The suckers.
I'm the
suckers. So that was hard. Yeah.
That's hard. Yeah. That's hard. That's tough.
Look, she trying to be nasty. Talking about that was hard in my mouth. I heard you. Nasty leprechaun. I heard you.
La, 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 la.
Well, she was with men before.
Oh, yeah.
They all were.
Yeah, they all were. Yeah, sure.
That's how she know for sure she don't want that.
Well, until you meet John Melendez, you're like, no, I'm sure. I'm
you
sure.
Mean John Melendez.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
Yes.
Everything's good now.
Yes.
Good. I'm sure. Do I want to try? No. Okay.
Don't.
Yeah. All right. Glizel, you are fucking awesome.
Thank you.
How do we get your book? How do we watch it? Just go to YouTube, Glizel Green.
You can always go to YouTube, but Glizel.com will take you right there. You can go. That'll get you everywhere. So you can follow me on Twitter, at Glizel, Instagram, at Glizel, my fan page, at Glizel. But go to Glizel.com. You can get the book. Is you okay? Talk about, all the wonderful things that I've been banned from.
Is there a way, because I want to get books so you can sign them to my two kids because they love you. I have three, but the two are the ones that were.
So what's wrong with the third one? They don't like me?
He's a transgender child, and he's.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How neat.
Yeah, and he's in.
That's
college,
really
so
like.
I don't know if I haven't talked to him about you.
Well, then he
loves her.
What? Which way is it?
It's a he. He loves me.
He's a he.
He used to be a girl, and now he's a he.
So then he's a he. He loves me.
No. I haven't talked to him about you, but my other two kids.
Okay.
I have three. I'm a Puerto Rican disappointment. So I have the 15-year-old and the 10-year-old were so into you because my son wants to be a YouTuber now. Because
of course.
People
it
like
is
you.
So amazing.
Oh my God, really?
No, he's
like, you know what? He has like 911 on speed dial. Look what I put in my mouth. No! Not
exactly.
They love you.
I love them. No, not the Percocet.
Say hi to Oscar and Lily.
Hi, Oscar and Lily. Is you okay? Is you good? Because I wanted to know Oscar and Lily and the third one that don't like me. But you
no,
will.
I don't know.
And you will. Your daddy already told me.
All right. All right. God damn. This is fucking. You know what? We're gonna hold you down and shove some goddamn mayonnaise in your mouth,
no,
fucker.
Fuck
yes,
that.
We are.
No.
Yeah, you're taking the mayonnaise challenge,
take
my
the
friend.
Mayonnaise challenge.
Glizel Green.
Thank you for having me.
Shit.